Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast, and today we are talking all things Upload on Amazon Prime, dropping very soon, and we are chatting with one of the masterminds behind this show and a million other projects, to say the least, Greg Daniels. Greg, thank you so much for your time.
Well, nice to be here. Thanks, Brett.
Yes, well, this is very exciting. We, the fans, have been waiting for a while for a season two. A lot has happened and here we are. How does it feel to finally have this done and ready for people to watch?
It feels great. I can't wait for people to see it. I feel a little bad that it's taken this long, but you know, there was a pandemic that wasn't good for anybody. So, I'm not going to take all the responsibility for being slow.
No, of course not. It's not really your fault at all. You can't control what happens in the world, unfortunately. Now, this is a great show. And again, it's been a little while since we've had some episodes. What can fans expect for a season two that you can share? We're picking up where we left off. What's the scoop? What can you tell us?
Yeah, we are picking up exactly where we left off, maybe 2 hours later. And just to refresh everybody, the show is about Nathan Brown, a very cocky sort of LA-based coder who gets into a self-driving car accident in the year 2033. And one of the features of that time period is that you can be uploaded, your entire consciousness can be uploaded and put into a multiverse that's hosted by different ones or hosted by different tech companies. And they also have hotel floors for people to visit virtually, but your friends can come visit virtually, but your only existence is in this digital hotel called Lakeview. And so he lives there and he's on the tab of his girlfriend, Ingrid, who's paying for everything.
Yes.
Use her like Apple ID, Horizon ID, to pay for it. But he falls in love with the customer service representative named Nora, who lives in across the country in Brooklyn, and she VRs in to just make sure everything's working for everybody. And over the course of season one, he kind of grows up a bit and shifts his affections towards Nora. But at the end of the season, when he breaks up from Ingrid and loses all the funding, he gets put on like a pay-as-you-go plan where he can only use 2 gigs of data a month, and he uses it all up, saving Nora. There's a lot of fun stuff. So if you haven't seen season one, please watch season one too.
Yes.
But season two starts with them going in completely opposite directions because being out of data, he wasn't able to communicate with her. And there's also a mystery because he was actually murdered. We find out, and Nora has to leave town and go live with the resistance movement to the tech future up in the woods. And she's off the grid. And so when we start in on this season, they're really going in very opposite directions. And and the other thing is that Ingrid has uploaded to be with him in Lakeview Virtual Digital Afterlife.
Wow. I mean, this show is just so smart. I remember when the last season came out, I think it's been about 2 years ago, we were chatting with Allegra and we were kind of joking about the fact like he does have these credits, but he wants a gym membership. And it's like, you want a gym membership with all the benefits? No, we're going to just give you like the very basic of everything. You want snacks? Nope. You're going to get 3 hots and a cot. And that's all you're going to get. It's just so smart.
Well, my kids were playing this game called Club Penguin. Many years ago. I don't know if you know it. It's like a little virtual game where you're a penguin and you build your own igloo and live in it, and your friends can come visit you. And one of them came to me and was like, "Hey, I need 99 cents to buy a television." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And they wanted a little virtual television in their virtual igloo, but they wanted real money for it. And so I was like, "God, if we ever get uploaded, this is how it's going to go down. You know, the companies are just going to charge us up the wazoo for everything."
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old, and trust me, I understand when it comes to these games. My kid is always hitting me up to upgrade things. How did you come up with this idea? I know that's a pretty broad question, but you know, you've created a lot of amazing shows, but this one in particular is so much different than anything that you've done. If you can condense it, because I know we have a time limit, but I'm just very curious, how this works.
Yeah, well, the original concept, the real insight that I was carried with me for many, many years was, if you could digitize somebody's consciousness and put it in a game environment, it's really equivalent to mankind creating its own heaven. And people come into thoughts of heaven with this feeling of like, oh, it would be paradise, it would be forever, but it would also be fair, because only the good people are supposed to go there. But if man did it, if humans did it, it wouldn't be fair. It would be just like a human society where, you know, greedy people manage to.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly-doo.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.